Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Shiva Prabhupada ki
Hare Krishna, सभी भक्तों के लिए सूचना की पूर्वक जो अंग्रेजी समझ नहीं सकते उनके लिए पीछे अनुवाद की व्यवस्था है, सुविधा का लाभ उठाए। हिंदी में अनुवाद पीछे होगा जहाँ पर वो नया मॉडल रखा गया है संकेतन का उसके पास।
English and there will be a
translation. Translation.
Go.
We can just continue.
Acha. Translation is a very different, it's the where Acha. Please read along, it is a long text. Just as by executing various pious activities, one achieves different positions in heavenly life, by acting impiously, one achieves different positions in hellish life. Those who are activated by the material mode of ignorance engage in impious activities, and according to the extent of their ignorance, they are placed on different grades of hellish life. If one acts in the mode of ignorance because of madness, his resulting misery is the least severe. No? So when you find a madman sometimes, and he may do terrible things, but it's not so severe, the reactions. One who acts impiously but knows the distinction between pious and impious activities is placed in a hell of intermediate severity. And for one who acts impiously and ignorantly because of atheism, the resultant hellish life is the worst. Because of ignorance, every living entity has been carried by various desires into thousands of different hellish planets since time immemorial. I shall try to describe them as far as possible. Najuvacha narakanama bhagavan kim desha vishesha tava bahistrilokya ahosvit antarala iti. Translation. So King Parikshit inquired from Shukadeva Goswami, "My dear Lord, are the hellish regions outside the universe, within the covering of the universe, or in different places on this planet?" So he wants to know where exactly are the hellish regions. And the Rishi Uvacha, Antarala Ivatri Jagatyas Tudishi Dakshinasyam Adashta Humya Uparichach Chajalat Yasyam Agniva Tatadaya Pitri Ganadishi Svanam Gotanam Paramanina Samarina Satya Eva Ishya Eva Shisha Ashasana Nivasanti. So translation. The great sage Sukadev Goswami answered, All the hellish planets are situated in the intermediate space between the three worlds and the Garbhodaka ocean. Those who know, they will understand. They lie on the southern side of the universe beneath Bhumandala and slightly above the water of the Garbhodaka ocean. Pitri Loka is also located in this region between the Garbhodaka ocean and the lower planetary system. All the residents of Pitri Loka, headed by Agnishvata, meditate in great samadhi on the Supreme Personality of Godhead and always wish their families well. I know when we read so much text in the morning, it's very difficult to grasp and hold something. But listen to it anyways. It acts like a medicine in you. No? It is pure sound vibration. Just as soon I will talk and make jokes and everything, and it's easy then. Now we have to just listen through the ear and let it go into the heart. Okay? Like taking medicine. This is anti-corona vaccination. Perfect. As previously explained, below our planetary system are seven lower planetary systems, the lowest of which is called Patala Loka. Yes. Beneath Patala Loka are other planets known as Naraka Loka, or the hellish planets. At the bottom of the universe lies the Garbhodaka ocean. Therefore, the hellish planets lie between Patala Loka and the Garbhodaka. We come now to today's verse where we will read the purport. Yatra jama bhagavan pitri rajo vagasvatara svavishayam praviteshu svapurushe jantushu sampariteshu yata kamavatyam dosham evanulangita bhagavachasana sagano dhamantarayati. Translation. The king of the Pitas is Yamaraj, the very powerful son of the sun god. He resides in Pitri Loka with his personal assistants, and while abiding by the rules and regulations set down by the Supreme Lord, has his agents, the Yamadutas, bring all the sinful men to him immediately upon their death. After bringing them within his jurisdiction, he properly judges them according to their specific sinful activities and sends them to one of the many hellish planets for suitable punishments. But Yamaraj is not a fictitious or mythological character. He has his own abode, Pitriloka, of which he is the king. Agnostics may not believe in hell, but Shukadev Goswami affirms the existence of the Naraka planets, which lie, who remembers that they are?
Between Garbhaloka.
Between, you're reading, no?
Yeah.
Between the Garbhodaka ocean and Patala Loka, yes. So there's the ocean, that's, and then there is Patala Loka, and then it goes up, 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 up. And in between Patala Loka and the Garbhodaka ocean, there you find Naraka Loka. Yamaraj is appointed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to see that the human beings do not violate his rules and regulations. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Kamanochabhibhodvavyam bodhavyam chavikarmana. We can all say, Akarmadasya bodhavyam gana kamanorahi. The intricacies of action are very hard to understand. Therefore, one should know properly what action is, what forbidden action is, and what enemy action is. One should understand the nature of karma, vikarma, and akarma, and one must act accordingly. This is the law of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The conditioned souls who have come to this material world for sense gratification are allowed to enjoy their senses under certain regulative principles. If they violate these regulations, they are judged and punished by Yamaraj. He brings them to the hellish planets and properly chastises them to bring them back to Krishna consciousness. By the influence of Maya, however, the conditioned souls remain infatuated with the modes of ignorance. Thus, in spite of repeated punishment by Yamaraj, they do not come to their senses, but continue to live within the material condition, committing sinful activities again and again. Please tell me. Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Krishna Murtaye, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namaste. Is not always easy. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur gives the example of a man who is addicted to alcohol. He knows that alcohol drinking is dangerous for his health. It ruins his relationships at home to his wife and his children. It is quite expensive and makes one poor. But he cannot help himself and abstain from alcohol completely. He is driven by his powerful senses, you know, and cannot act against them. Let me see, who of you is fat? I think the fat people amongst us have this experience also. They don't want to eat so much, because when the body is fat, there is a problem, you know, we are not awake, we are more easily tired, and from excess weight, undesirable diseases come. But then comes the situation where they go and follow an invitation, and there everything is there, hot puris, doshas, idli, halva, jalebis, and so on. And so they know, if I take this, I will become more fat and will have more difficulty in the future. However, they cannot abstain or from eating too much, although they know. Actually, all of us, we may not be fat, but we all know this problem, no? That we know something, but to act according to it, it is very difficult. Or we know it's good to rise and be there in the temple for Mangal Arati. And then, then winter is there, the blankets are very, very warm. and Mangal Arati, only a few people will be there. And I preached so late yesterday. And anyways, so-and-so Brahmachari also doesn't get up. Although we have a certain knowledge, it is not easy to act upon it. Do you all understand this problem?
Yes, Maharaj.
I've given this very example. Do you sometimes struggle with this problem?
Yes, Maharaj.
So, in the Bhagavatam, we learn that there are two types of strengths. One is your own, and one is the strength given by the Lord. Your own strength is always limited, but the strength given by the Lord is unlimited. And Prabhupada writes about this in the purport to the 9th canto, 10th chapter, 21st verse. He says, there are two types of strength, daiva and purushakara. Daiva refers to the strengths from the transcendence, and Purushakara refers to the strengths organized by one's own intelligence and power. And transcendent power is always superior. The example is in the fight against Ravana, the monkey army had actually no chance. The Rakshasas, led by Ravana, had very, very developed weaponry, you know, like tanks and guns and missiles, and they fought also with a lot of mystical power. Remember Indrajit? No? And on the other hand, there were the forest dwellers who lived in the forest, the monkey. And they had only stones and trees and their nails. So Ravana was laughing about the army of Ram. He said, you want to fight the Rakshasas? Can you not think clearly? He was laughing at that time. In his room at that time, he noted a monkey in the room. It was Angada. Angada, you must be knowing, son of
Bali.
Angada said, you're laughing because you think the monkeys are powerless. Ravana said, we don't speak with monkeys, get him out. They couldn't. Angada said, try to lift my leg from the floor. Tiny monkey. Ram, huge, 10 heads. I'm trying to see. No, no picture.
No picture.
Monkeys are there, but
Ravan. Monkeys are there, but not Ram. Yeah, what does Ravan do in the temple? So, Ravan said, because he had seen they couldn't remove Angada, he really thought it was beyond his honor to measure his strength against the strength of a monkey. But eventually he came and he took the leg of Angada and he wanted to bring it off the floor, right, like this, but it was not possible. And Angada said, you have only your own strength. With your own strength, you are not as strong as me, because I have also the strength which Lord Rama has given me. The Daimi, not the Purushakara, the divine strength. And therefore, you are not able to lift even my toe off the ground. Jai Sri Ram. We can definitely appreciate it. So, I would like to raise a question today to you. Do you think for you it is possible to act with the divine strength? Do you think it is possible? It's a good question, isn't it? Your good name?
Adi Gopi Maidas. Adi Gopi Maidas.
Adi Gopi
Gopa
Nimai Das, the most fastest karta player I have ever seen in the universe. Is it possible for you to play soft and slow kartas? This is what it would mean, no? By your own strength, I think it is impossible, because too many chilies in the blood. This, I have seen in your kirtan in Delhi, Vedangas and Kartas. If in 30 seconds there are 3,000 miles an hour, and Hare Krishna. But we have to accept. There's nothing to which can change it, except there comes some daivi shakti, kartu players and midhanger players. But therefore, but you are very pure in your chanting. Shudaram, that is. My dear devotees, now let us be a little bit thoughtful now. Do you think that you can change your nature, your material nature, and act with spiritual, act due to spiritual strength on another level? I would like to try to answer this question. Actually, I normally need 3 lectures for this, but I will try to give you a summary of this by telling you a lie about an example who act on the divine Shakti. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. We are grateful to him because he actually wrote the most authoritative work on the life and teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is very interesting that when he wrote, he himself did not think he could write. He said, "I'm old and troubled by invalidity. I'm almost blind and I'm deaf. I cannot hear anything. My hands tremble and my mind and intelligence is unsteady. It keeps forgetting. I'm infected with so many diseases that I can neither properly walk nor properly sit. Indeed, I'm always exhausted by 5 kinds of diseases. I may die at any time of the day or night. Still, I'm writing. This is a wonder. When the hand is trembling like this, how can you write? If the mind is so much vata and therefore unsteady and it cannot remember, I experienced this at this stage of my I'm only 60 plus, I mean 8 old, but I forget many verses which I knew yesterday. Today I've forgotten 50 of these verses. This is happening in old age because of vata is increased, man. Every day. You may tell me, for instance, this devotee has told me his name 2 times. At this moment I have forgotten. Because this is old age, but Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami wrote in his work, I believe, 2,500 Sanskrit verses. Before he remembered them. Not verses like Sabadaman Parijaja, which everyone knows, very difficult and long verses. He remembered them. Although it is not possible to imagine a man who is that old to remember anything. But he did, because he was empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda. That was his example. When do you receive Daivi Shakti? I think all of us, here's our book distributor, who is there, good name again?
Hanuman.
Hanuman. Wow! Hare Krishna. This is the best name. You know, when you're distributing books, sometimes it is very difficult to convince people to take a book. You experience this also. And you become desperate. You could walk on your heads, hands. They will not take the book on some days. But when there is, when one gets kripa and the divine strength, then it is possible. How do you receive divine strength? You must open your heart to receive it. Let us study Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. He lived in a joint family system somewhere in Bengal, Jamatpur. There was some quarrel and misunderstanding in his house, and in the evening, when he went to bed, he had maybe slept for an hour or so. All of a sudden, he heard a voice, "Uta! Uta!" Uta means wake up. And he looked, and he saw Lord Nityananda with some cowherd boys or associates who were dressed like cowherd boys. And Lord Nityananda said, he said to him, "I have it in Sanskrit in Bengali." He said, "Vrindavan Jao, go to Vrindavan. Don't worry, there was some aparads, some offenses were done in the home. Go for to Vrindavan, for there you will attain all things." Now Krishnadas Kaviraj had no plan to go to Vrindavan, but the Lord had appeared and given an instruction. So he was open to it. When he woke up in the early morning, it is said, Sekshana, that very moment, he left his home, he left his family, he left his books, he was a Kaviraj, he left his palm leaves and pens, he left everything. And set out. If you wish to be empowered for something new, you need to be a little bit detached to your old ways, which keep you. Is it clear? No? When we are attached to our old ways, and we do the old things which we do every day, we cannot expect that something new will happen in our lives. No? True?
Yes.
One definition of craziness is you keep on doing the same things and the thing in the same way and expect a different result. And it doesn't work. You have to be open when the instruction comes to change your old ways and be bold and poetically step into nobody's land. You have to do something which is not defined, which you have not experienced before. Therefore, all human beings are encouraged to go to the holy places from time to time, where you just leave home and at least for some time go to holy places where you do new activities, you hear about Krishna, you do more spiritual activities, so that something new can happen in your life. You need to open yourself. This is the first. Be detached from your own plan and trust in Krishna's plan. He knows better than any one of us. And don't be rebellious when Krishna closes one door for you. He might have opened three other doors somewhere else. Like, here see this Mataji was just walking through the door. She tried here, I heard some banging. It was closed. But another door opened for her. And she could come through the side door into the temple. So when Krishna closes a door, that means what you regularly do and think. Don't be so angry, don't feel so hurt, don't become so distressed. But look, where is a door opening for you? And trust that and go through it and a new life will develop. So what is the first principle for someone who wants to be empowered?
Open heart.
Be open. Yes, open your heart. Hanumanji is open your heart. Don't close it. And be detached. Good. Fine. I will ask you a few times what are the principles, so better listen. Otherwise you might look as if you're not listening. Could happen. The second thing we also see in Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. He went to Vrindavan and he immediately went to the Govinda Mandir. Can you imagine what the devotees were doing at that time? I did also not know, so I will tell it. See, this is the generation after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu had just disappeared. So these devotees missed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very much. They heard about him. It's just they came a little late. It's maybe a little bit like some of you who think, oh, I would have been so nice if I would have been alive and a little bit intelligent when Prabhupada walked amongst us. But I came a little late. So what do you do when you come a little late, like these devotees? They listened about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They were sitting in the Govindaji temple and they listened about from those who had seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or they read the only existing book at that time, which was, maybe you remember?
Chaitanya Charitanatak by Murari Gupta.
Yeah, Murari Gupta had written a work, that's true. And Chaitanya Bhagavan was already there. It was circulated amongst the devotees from Vrindavan Das Thakur. It was known at that time, I think, as Chaitanya Mangala. So they were listening from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Chaitanya Bhagavat only describes the early pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, not the later pastimes. They didn't know this. So they asked. So Krishna comes from Bengal. He is a poet. He can write. You know, a Kaviraj can write. And the Vaishnavas see he has such good qualities. And the main quality is Krishna's Kaviraj did not come to Vrindavan to just look around. He had a desire to serve, to be of service. He had a very strong desire to be of service. So the other devotees saw that. And they had a need. They wanted to know about the later pastime. So they said to Krishna Das Kaviraj, can you write a second book on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which describes mainly the later pastimes? Krishna does. I'm not qualified to write, and I don't know so much. There was at that time one devotee who knew everything. The disciple of Swarup Damodar Goswami, who was the personal secretary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is his name?
Raghunath Das Goswami.
Raghunath Das Goswami. Every afternoon at around 4 o'clock, he opened his kutia, he sat, and he talked for 4 hours about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. 4 long lectures. And all the devotees at that time knew about it. So Krishna Das Kaviraj listened to the lectures. He studied other, with the best, few small works, and he compiled all these pastimes and he started to write. Did he start to write immediately? He said, I want to do this service, but I just can't. It's almost as if Ajit Govinda tells me, Mohan Rupaji has requested you to give your lecture in Hindi because everyone speaks Hindi. And I would say, I'd like to do, but I only know Ayushman Bhava. I know things. What else do I know? Prasad Lijiya. But to give a complicated lecture with translations from Sanskrit in Hindi? Impossible! Impossible! I cannot speak Hindi. And then Ajit said, no, try Maharaj, try. I said, I can't even try, I can only say Prasad Lijiya. And Prabhachan, okay, Prasad Lijiya. This is all I can do, you know. More is not possible. More is absolutely not. So Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami felt like this, and the devotees told him, please write about the later pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He just could not even imagine to do it. So what did he do? He went to one temple. Remember? Madan Mohan Temple. You know everything. He went to Madan Mohan's temple and he prayed. All the Vaishnavas have requested me to do this, but I'm not able to do it. So we all know the pastime. When he was praying, one garland slipped from Madan Mohan's beautiful neck, and the priest who was in attendance, he could understand there's something going on between Madan Mohan and this old Vaishnava. And so he took the garland which had fallen from Madan Mohan or slipped, and he put the garland around the neck of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. This is the second lesson. When you are called to do something which you feel incapable of doing, go to Hari, Guru, Vaishnava. Where do we go when we want to be empowered?
Hari, Guru, Vaishnava.
Very good. But you must come in a certain mood. Otherwise, Hari, Guru, Vaishnava cannot help you. You must have a desire to serve Krishna. Lord Krishna speaks in the Bhagavad Gita, you know, Tatviti Pranipatina. We must come in a submissive mood, and we must offer sevaya, not service. No. Then, when we have the desire to serve and even serve, then when we go to Hari Guru Vaishnava, to the Lord, to the spiritual master, and to the Vaishnavas, we can be empowered. Remember Srila Prabhupada, when he was praised, he said, "It is all the mercy of Sri, my spiritual master. He has empowered me." He has also, he wrote this in the afterword of Chaitanya Charitamrita, his translation and his purpose. He said, "My Guru Maharaj is always in my heart, and it is due to his mercy that I'm doing my service." No? So have the desire to serve, and then go to the Hari Guru and Vaishnava. The last thing I will talk about today is when you want to do something which is beyond you and you have opened your heart to Krishna and you have also begged Hari Guru Vaishnava for empowerment, you must be prepared in the beginning to face hardships. When you run away, as soon as the first difficulties appear, you will not be empowered. The hardships must be faced. I see this in Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami when he was sitting in Vrindavan and trying to write. There were many obstacles. He had to get palm leaves, he had to get ink from flowers, and then the most difficult thing here, he had to survive the summers. Summer in Vrindavan, have you experienced? It's hot. You don't need to shave. Your hair burns by the heat. It is. And winter in Vrindavan, I think we are all getting ready. This year is the most coldest winter, will be the most coldest winter India has seen for a long time, I've heard. Get ready, get some blankets, you know, extra blankets and so on. We Delhi has also a similar climate, I believe. But in Delhi we have good buildings and we have electrical heater. In Vrindavan, only if we are belonging to the renounced order of life. I'm joking about Sannyas Ashramiya. Then we can get it. Yes. So, you have to be prepared, you have to face difficulties, and you have to be willing to overcome this. Srila Prabhupada wrote in the Bhagavatam, and I request you, first we'll read the quote, and then he says, an easygoing life, and attainment of perfection in transcendental realization cannot go together. I really request you to read this purport, especially the Brahmacharis. It's really nice. Here is the quotation for you. You will find it, and then please note down Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, 9th chapter, text 24. Shall I repeat? 2:9:24. An easygoing life and attainment of perfection in transcendental realization cannot go together. So if you wish to be empowered, you have to embrace difficulties. If you want that something works in you of the Daivi Shakti, this is very important. I have a godbrother who has left the body a few years ago, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. Have you heard about him?
Yes.
He wrote something really nice. He said, if your desire to serve is beyond your capacity, but still you act without hesitation, that is the moment empowerment happens. Can we have this in Hindi? Ajit Govinda, read this. Or who is a good translator? You also know to translate? Good. So come here, Prabhupada. Come to me and you can read. If your desire to serve is beyond your capacity,
यदि आप अपनी क्षमता से ऊपर जाकर सेवा करने की इच्छा रखते हैं,
but still you act without hesitation,
फिर भी आप बेहिचक प्रयत्न करते हैं, कार्य करते हैं,
that is the moment empowerment happens.
तब ही आपको शक्ति पर प्राप्त होता है.
Yes, thank you. So you want to do it, but you are really incapable. You cannot do it. Your intelligence is not developed. Your physical strength is not developed. Your willpower is not strong enough. But somehow, you just wish to do it. Oh, it would be so nice if that could be done. That moment, my dear devotees, when you are not going back, but you are embracing this difficulty, you get empowered. Practical example. I think all of you go out on book distribution and know what it is, or have gone out, no? You are going on the streets in Delhi, and people are not inclined to take books that day. Maybe Rahu is strong, or who knows, you know. Then there's sati-sati, and then bad period astrologically. And books are, or you are in your sati-sati. And it's not going, it's not going well. And you think, what is the use? I better go into the temple and maybe I can clean the brahmachari ashram or do something, you know, like simple. But you still you want to do it, and you try it, and whoop, all of a sudden you meet a person. Can I have 20 gitas from you? Have you not seen?
Yes.
It happens. Multiple. But the person who starts doing something and then it gets a little difficult and then he stops, he cannot be empowered. So this is the third principle of empowerment. Embrace difficulty. What was the first principle?
Open heart.
Be open and also detached, yes, no, of your own plan. Second principle.
Take shelter of Hari Guru
and Vaishnava. Yes, wonderful. And the third principle?
Embrace
difficulties. Yes. And act, continue to act. And all of a sudden, whoop, it happens. My dear devotees, this works always. You have to operate, you have to maybe listen to this lecture again, take notes and act on it, and you will see. Now, I said these are the three points, but you need to know one more point, and that is how to hold the empowerment, or how to keep it. Because we always, we all have experienced at times that it goes. Like yesterday, I saw one of the Brahmacharis dancing so bold. He was flying. He was touching the pictures of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and getting blessings from Hari, you know, Gaura Hari. If you want to hold empowerment, you need to know what not to do. The moment you become proud, and the moment you think it is me who is doing, everything leaves you. That's why you find Krishna's Kaviraj at the end of each chapter saying, it's by the mercy of Rupa Raghunatha Pade. That's the song, yes. But that song is also, that's also nice, no? He writes this, I have this somewhere. Anyways, it's, you see, I have so many notes on this, but I want to make it short. Remain humble. Shri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Yara Ash Chaitanya Charitamrita Kohe Krishna Dasna. Taking shelter of my teachers, Rupa and Raghunatha, I, Krishna Das, try to narrate the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Even Lord Brahma humbly prays to be empowered. And the way he prays is, please, my Lord, protect me from being affected by false ego and thinking I am the creator. Oh yeah! This is how you hold empowerment. Three principles to become empowered, one principle to hold empowerment. No? My dear devotees, I really encourage you. I have heard initially about this from one very wonderful devotee. You might like to invite him. It's His Grace Sutapa Prabhu from the Bhaktivedanta Mena. He's the Brahmachari trainer there. Very nice devotee. I don't know if he speaks Hindi. He doesn't speak English. England, oh no. But he first gave this type of lecture, and then I thought about it a little and rearranged it according to my realization. It is really something very powerful. This morning, when I prepared for the lecture, I read through these notes and I thought, I have a situation in my life which I cannot really solve on my own, but I wish to do something for Prabhupada very strongly, and I will practice this myself. When I have a peaceful moment, I will read about it, I will make a plan, because it always works. So you know, I don't want to say this is a special lecture. Who can say this? I'm not thinking this is. These are ideas from our Shastras. No, they are not my ideas. I have heard them from a wonderful devotee. So you might like to listen to the lecture again and make it, and think about it deeply, what it could mean for your life now in the year 2021, how you can do. Because the worst thing that could happen to all of us is that we have come to this wonderful movement and then we stagnate at one point. And we,
thank you.
And we are not experiencing the full blessings of Krishna consciousness. That would be such a grief. It would be so painful, no? If any one of us gets stuck. Fine. Our initial point was, we know so many things, but we are weak on our own to act accordingly. What can we do? And the answer is, we can beg for kripa, for divine empowerment, and then, as Prabhupada said, impossible is impossible. You know, impossible is a word, you know, in the full speak. It doesn't relate to a Krishna conscious person. Good. Let me know. I'm a little over time, but we can be a little longer today. Little.
Yes.
So who of you has a question? Hanuman was the first, and then our devotee. Yes, Hanuman.
Thank you, Maharaj. Maharaj, this question is put out here. This is in German, at least I speak with my, I don't have any accent, I just use Google Translate to put a small question in German language. Can I ask you in German language?
Google translations are not always very clear. Have you used Google Translate? You have to edit it for clarity afterwards. And we are not here for joking. So you write and you say it in German. Say it how you want. Say it in German. Yes, of course in German, but how else?
Yes. Thank you, Maharaj. Danke. Namo pranam. Isho moshe dish dimuti un gnare vijan un mish signen das ish inin sehir gute marathon habe Shri Prabhupada uchar un irmachate mish danke.
I understood
everything.
Yeah, Hanuman. I sincerely wish you all the best, because every year Hanuman is our amazing distributor of books. Yes. I wish very well. I will pray to the deities that you can do extraordinary Hanuman like a book distribution. So who else is there? I saw one devotee in the back, please. And the German was quite well. I was surprised.
Hi, Krishna Maharaj, Dhanur Pranam. Thank you so much for the wonderful lecture. Maharaj, my question is, in the last point which you mentioned in how to get empowered, you mentioned that maybe we should be ready to face all the hardships. But however, in certain situations, when we go out for book distribution, especially for book distribution in the areas where it's very uncertain or where people are not very appreciative or even reluctant to take your books or even sometimes aggressive against you. So how do we not get afraid and still just push on with the process?
You definitely need something spiritual. I can only recommend to you to chant nice rounds before you chant and go out, and to also read in the books. Prabhupada gave this advice to the German book distributors who had one stage with really very, very good. You need to step up your sadhana, really, to get more spiritual. Prabhupada wrote about this. He said, now you must agree to very strictly follow the rules and regulations. In other words, chanting 16 rounds of beads daily, rising early, and attending Mangal Arati, observing the four principles, attending the classes, eating only Bhagavad Prasadam, as well as working under the instructions of my representatives, such as your GBC representative and temple president. And if you follow this procedure very strictly, then your life will be glorious, glorious, wow. And you will go back to home, back to God. This I can guarantee. This I can guarantee. It's a letter from 73 to Ganesyam. Ganesyam was Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. He used to do things, my dear devotees, you can't imagine. He went into the universities and convinced libraries to take, to make a pre-order of all of Prabhupada's books. Pre-order means all the books which would come in the future. He would show you, this are what we have now, and you please order the upcoming volumes. And he would distribute. My dear devotees, I don't remember now because of old age, but so many sets of books he distributed. We were fainting when we heard his results. It was not possible. So Prabhupada, he wanted to do this, and Prabhupada said, if you want to do this, here is your program. Follow the rules and regulations in which we have. He means here the devotional regulation, chanting 16 rounds, rising early, attending Mangal Arati, observing the four principles, attending the classes, eating only Bhagavad Prasadam. Then this will come. If you want to do higher work, you have to have a higher behavior. It's really like that.
Thank you,
Maharaj. I thank you. Yes, Mataji, please. Yes. Yes. It will be our last question for today because we run a little over time. Yes, Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Sorry, my throat is very bad.
Yes.
As you mentioned the point, Bhaktiti Maharaj's point, that if there is something big to do and the devotee has a desire, not the capability, but if he does it, then the empowerment comes.
Yes, correct, correct.
So I was thinking that time that when Krishna played his flute and the gopis were doing different household activities. Some gopis were feeding the husband, the children, the in-laws, and they were doing household activities, and it was impossible for them to run away, leaving the married life and leaving the married life and going for Krishna. They had the desire, not the capacity, and they did it. They went to Krishna, and Krishna rejected them. Krishna played the pastime and he said, I can't join you now, you should all go back. And they said, nobody will accept us. And like in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Sar dharma paridarshi, leave all the dharmas, mamekam only, mamekam sharanam raja, take shelter of me. And they had this faith, and they had this love, and they left so difficult task. And they knew that they would not be accepted if Krishna will not accept. Still they ran away from Krishna. And when Bali Maharaj gave this benediction to Vamandev, and in two steps Vamandev covered everything. For the third step he left nothing. And he was expecting him to give the third step demand. The Bali Maharaj was only focusing on the surrender part. He was not looking at the prestige, he was not looking at the upper planets that people are watching, the higher devotees or the demigods are watching, and what is my position, I am bound by rope. He We're just thinking how to give the third part. He's only focusing on that part. And he could do it. He also surrendered the third part as his own, showing that I'm not the giver. And he said, you keep the head, foot on my head. So as you said, the second point, that to get empowerment, we should go to Guru Vaishnava and the Lord. So I also request you and beg you that if I can only focus on surrendering to Krishna and nothing else.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yeah. Oh. I think when each one of us thinks about the next step in surrender, we understand we need blessings to do that. Because we have come to our limits and we can only cross the limits if there are such powerful blessings. And my dear devotees, this is a very serious talk. Some of you noticed, no? This is a very serious talk, yes. You have to understand the principles and then do it according to your present capability, according to how you can do now. Okay, you ask now for Guru, Hari Guru Vaishnava's blessings. And you will ask tomorrow more, and tomorrow, the day after tomorrow more. I have heard that when you do Giriraj Parikrama, and you have a very high desire. Now, when you do Giriraj Parikrama, Giriraj walks with you and hears, what are you asking? But he may not fulfill the desire immediately. Instead, he waits. What will he ask when he comes, or she asks when she comes the next year? And if it's the same, he may even wait another year. So sometimes the empowerment or the kripa comes after Krishna has tested us a little and investigated how serious are we really with this. I met one brahmachari, you know, he had asked me, please bless me that I can stay brahmachari. So the next day I saw him, he was dressed in white. I said, you asked me yesterday one thing, and now. So we are like this, we are conditioned souls, you know. We are sometimes not in full control of our life, you know. So we are checked by Krishna, therefore, if we are sincere in our desire, if we really mean it. I thank you very much. It was a pleasure to be here at the temple. Please keep on doing your wonderful seva. I cannot wait to come the next time, and I really must say, the altars, they are really extraordinary pieces of art. Now it's Sanyasi name.
Bhakti Rakshaka Radha Golokananda Swami.
Oh, that's a long name. This Maharaj has done with our sadhu, no?
Yeah.
Really pieces of art. It really looks as if this is totally a different dimension.
Yes.
Remove, separate from the human being, but so much kripa that it extends or comes also to us. It's wonderful. It's devotional art. Oh my God. If you meet him, any one of you, say, please say, I was totally impressed. I heard from Ajit Govinda that the changes were made, but I couldn't. could not have imagined them to be so beautiful and so artful. Good. So, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Dhoni Thai ki jai, Guru Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.
Isolna Sachinandana Swami Maharaj ki jai.